I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad you could be with us this Friday. President Trump isn't giving up on his travel ban, despite legal setbacks like last night's ruling from an appeals court in San Francisco. That ruling upheld a lower court's decision blocking key parts of the ban. But again today, the president defended the measure, linking it, as he's done before, to the nation's security. He spoke during a joint press conference with the visiting prime minister of Japan.
One of the reasons I'm standing here today is the security of our country. The voters felt that I would give it the best security. So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process. And ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
So the case could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. For now, though, parts of the ban remain blocked, which means travelers from the 7 Muslim-majority nations listed in the president's executive order are allowed into the U.S. as long as they already have valid visas, for now. But there are still a lot of uncertainties, both for people hoping to travel here and immigrants already here who are worried about deportation. So to start the show today, I want to turn to Mana Yagani. She's an immigration attorney based in Houston and has clients abroad trying to come here.
Our clients, basically the ones who already have valid visas in their passports, they're allowed to board airplanes from various countries and then reach a port of arrival here in the United States. However, what is uncertain is those individuals who have applied for visas and their interviews were canceled as a result of the executive order. We have not gotten a clear answer whether these individuals, their interviews will be rescheduled or how the State Department will handle those.
And what about your clients here in the U.S., clients down in Houston? What are their big concerns?
Well, as you know, Donald Trump issued 2 executive orders. One is being overshadowed by the travel ban, the second executive order, which was for enhancing public safety in the interior of the United States. That is creating a huge impact on undocumented immigrants. And what the executive order says is that essentially anyone who is undocumented is priority for ICE to pick them up. And as you saw a few days ago, one of the first raids was conducted in a sanctuary city in Los Angeles, where the mother of those 2 U.S. citizen teenagers was arrested and deported to Mexico. People are scared. They're worried that on their way to work, they might be stopped, they might be arrested, or while they're at work, there could be raids at their workplace. And fear among the community is so bad right now. And they're turning to attorneys, asking questions, what's going to happen to me? And unfortunately, because there's been no new legislation for immigration reform, a lot of the undocumented individuals have no pathway to legalize themselves.
What are you advising your clients right now? I mean, just generally speaking.
Well, we're advising our clients, if an individual does not have a driver's license, we ask them not to drive, take the bus, to not expose themselves to a situation where they can be stopped by a police officer or be out in the public where there's law enforcement, just to kind of remain low until we see what happens in the coming days and weeks. One of my clients said that his daughter's grades were falling in school because she's just nervous. She doesn't know if she comes home, if her mom will come back from work. It's just, this chaos and fear in the community. It's not American, and it does not help unify us. It just creates a more divide.
The caseload for you must be growing pretty fast. Do you have enough lawyers and staff to deal with this kind of volume? Have you ever encountered this before?
Well, at this point, it's mostly consultations because from a legal standpoint, as an attorney, we don't have an affirmative step that we can take to help these individuals, per se, legalize themselves. You know, what is painful to us as immigration attorneys is that with this executive order, it really ties our hands because we cannot take legal affirmative steps to prevent these people from getting deported, as you saw in the situation with the mother in California, that despite all the protests, appeals being filed, ultimately the attorneys could not do much and she was deported.
Have you had to deal with any deportations since the inauguration?
Yes, I have several clients who are in immigration detention facilities right now, and we are waiting for their court dates and trying to basically ask for relief in court from the immigration judge to try to get their deportation cases dismissed. However, if the immigration judge does not grant the relief, ultimately they will get deported.
Yeah, I mean, it's not looking good. I'm just wondering what questions about the travel ban specifically still have not been answered to your satisfaction?
Well, with respect to the travel ban, even though the Ninth Circuit has issued the statement that the stay will be intact, the restraining order will remain, what we are concerned as immigration attorneys is if Customs and Border Protections at various airports will still profile individuals, will they interrogate them? Would they do the extreme vetting and interrogations that was taking place a week ago?
And you have clients who complained about that?
Yes, we've had clients who've complained about that. I was volunteering at the airport for about 48 hours. And, generally when someone travels, they don't hire an attorney well in advance because they see no need to have an attorney. But we did encounter family members who were waiting at the airport for their loved ones. We had many situations where the person was a U.S. citizen and it took them 6 or 7 hours to be cleared and to be released from customs.
Wow.
So, even though the executive order identifies 7 countries, we have seen a pattern where individuals from Pakistan, Jordan, Egypt were held for very long hours, and some were actually returned as well. So we're concerned of the implementation. I mean, the court order has come down, but to monitor that this court order is being implemented, individuals are not being profiled. As you heard a few days ago, the Muslim Olympian Ibtihaj Muhammad
right.
reported that she was held at the airport for several hours, and she's on Team USA. She's an American citizen. So we are seeing this pattern of individuals who are Muslim, who look like Muslims, are being held up.
Mana Yaghani, an immigration attorney based in Houston, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.